I want the money, power, and respect. Bitches get wet when they see a check. Drop like five, nigga, on my neck. Splashy nigga, see the drip.
Like, almost like Boyle said, anybody signed to a fucking record label is an industry plant because they got a engine behind them,
like, really?
That is, you just, a regular nigga can't compete with.
It's just like, bro, if you not hot at that time, or you not hot no more, they're going to take you, put you on the shelf. Put you on the
right, shelf. Exactly. Whether you an industry plant or not.
They're going to take you and put you on the shelf. Put
you, if you like, can't maintain that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you stay back there real quick.
So, and that's where it's like, where Billie Eilish was like, in her interview, they asking her about it and shit. She was like, some of the shit, yeah, the parents and all that shit, but she was like, nah, bitch, that's cap. But, you know what I'm saying? Your parents is a little bit of somebody. You know what I'm saying? We really from, like, from the bottoms out here. Whether it be trailer parks, projects, fucking ghettos, whatever you want to call them. So for your parents to be celebrities and you be like, they not really nothing, and try to laugh at all, no, that's cap.
Like, but actors and...
Yeah, like, that's cap.
That's cap.
But you are talented as fuck. Like, Billie Eilish, she's talented. She can sing her ass off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say her brother wrote all her songs or whatever, though. And that's where it's like, you get into the, hey,
don't really give a... You know, is that why they saying that she's an industry plant? Because she don't write her songs?
Well, between that and her parents and everything, yeah. Yeah. But it's like, nigga, like, when it comes to singers, there's not a lot of singers that write their own songs like that. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what I thought.
It's really not. It's really not. That shit,
some
that's
people gonna be mad. Some people be mad when they find out Lauryn Hill didn't really write. Like, she wrote some of her stuff. She didn't write all her stuff.
Nah, I mean, like I said, when you sing songs, the song game in general, see, that's where people, where it comes with, like, rap and hip-hop and shit, people get the shit kind of twisted because it's like, you're supposed to write your own rhymes as a rapper. You know what I mean? It's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be able to freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
And granted, not saying... Somebody wrote Lauryn Hill stuff for her, niggas. I'm just saying, some of the stuff she did wrote, some of the stuff she didn't. Now, either she came up with it on her own and then just choose to write the shit down, or maybe had somebody, because they also was saying that, you know what I'm saying, if you go back to Billie Eilish, they were like, oh, her brother was writing her music, and somebody was like, well, how do you know they wasn't sitting in the studio feeding off of each other? So, like, is that something that...
Nah, because you go off the writer credits. You go off of who's got the writing credits and stuff like that. But,
okay.
I mean, like I said, it don't matter. At the end of the day, it don't matter. Back to what I was saying, it really don't matter. Hip-hop is pretty much the only, not even hip-hop, rapping is pretty much the only thing where it was like, a nigga's supposed to be writing his own shit. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. Fucking since the days of R&B and fucking groups like fucking the Temptations and shit like that. Like, them niggas ain't write them songs. You know what I'm saying? Well, majority of them. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it was. Fucking Smokey Robinson was writing a lot of them. Most
Hell, even Ice Cube wrote most of N.W.A.
Exactly. When it comes to songs and stuff, bro, it's a lot of teams that put together songs. Whether it be rap or not, it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. Teamwork make the dream work. I think it's just more of that being an MC, being a rapper, proclaiming that you like the best and this, that, and the other. When you start doing shit like that type of shit, nah, you need to be writing that shit. Don't be telling me you the best and this, that, and the other, and you talking some shit that another nigga wrote. No.
That takes away the whole, your whole accountability of being an artist for real.
Like Michael Jackson, that nigga, he wrote songs. You know what I'm saying? He had writers and stuff help him too, but he also wrote songs. You know what I'm saying? He choreographs dances and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta do some shit to be great.
So, like, when Michael's writers helped him, like, how did they... Was they feeding off of him? Like, they had to be if he was still credited for the...
It don't work like that, but it work like, when it comes to the writing shit, it could be several different ways. A motherfucker can write a whole song, and you can add to it, and both of y'all should be on there. Y'all can piece that shit together. Somebody could write a hook. Somebody could write is a part of it and give, you know what I mean? It gives you like the direction to go into. You know what I'm saying? There's all sorts of shit. And there's different percentages that you, you know what I mean, do with the writers as well. As far as in your PRO, your publishing rights organization and shit, and how all that shit gets broken down, it's like 50% publishing, 50% writing. That's how it gotta go, 50-50. And then you can break down the writing 50% and the whatever, and the publishing 50% and the different fractions or whatever. With the streaming shit, it's pretty much the same shit. But anyway, yeah, nah, it's like I said, that shit can go either way. I don't mind the shit. I just don't like niggas talking. I don't like niggas talking about the streets in certain ways and dynamics that didn't live that life. I don't like niggas talking about bodies and gang shit that didn't live that life. And you know what I'm saying? And you ain't necessarily have to write those rhymes, but it's about, you know, being from that cloth. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing about it. Like, I'm past all the, oh, he ain't write the rhymes, all that, whatever. He about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me this nigga from the suburbs.
What they call it? How do you feel about, what they call them? Back home, we call them studio rappers, but they call them cap rappers now.
Like, in what fashion? Like, what you
mean? Like, a nigga just rapping tough in the booth. We back home, we say studio. Man, you just a studio rapper. You just rapping tough in the booth.
I feel like that shit deadly. And I feel like it's getting played out. I feel like there was a time when that shit really bothered me because niggas was really like listening to these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
and that's why I asked that lately I've been seeing on the music. I'll go to the comments and I'll look, and everybody will just be, they'll say like, man, people need to go back to just being cap rappers. Niggas just need to go back to just rapping in the studio. We don't need no more niggas really doing that. Like, y'all don't have to do that no more. And I play a little balance with it because it's like, years ago, a little white rapper, Slim Jesus or something like that, he was just a studio rapper and he got crucified for it. And I know these is different times, but I know these is different times, y'all. But at the same time, like, that the artist that's not really living it, but talking about it, he don't get, it's just, of course it just come with its own pros and cons, but even then he still get that con where it's like, nigga, you ain't really about what you rap about.
Because, see, I understand what you're saying, because, and there probably a lot of younger motherfuckers that feel that way.
Yeah, no, that's why, but I asked that, because on TikTok, that's all I see. Everybody's like, oh, you need to go back to being a cap rapper. So I'm like, let me ask somebody
older. Hear the game on that, right?
Let me ask somebody older.
The game on that is this, right? Like I said, I don't want to hear the shit if you ain't about that shit. But you got to make your choice. You feel me? If you are about this shit and you are trying to become a music artist, then yeah, no, you cannot. You need to be working your way out that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't be going further into that shit. You can't be trying to actively promote what you doing. You have to be creative with your craft, and you have to be putting your artistry first. Meaning that you have to be withdrawn from that because it's not marketable. You're only marketable to 1017 at that point. Only people that's going to sign you if you really, really live in that shit is Gucci Mane and them, because they still going to collect that check when your ass is locked up. Nah, there's other. Nah, respect to Gucci. He's still on. He all of my Spotify playlists. There's a lot of places that are gonna sign artists that are hot boys out here right now, but most of the major ones ain't. Most of the venues and stuff that are really gonna pay you money and stuff, they not gonna fuck with you if you truly are known for still being active in these streets. That's just what it is. You feel what I'm saying? It's a very simple thing. It's harder. It's easier said than done. Not living this life and becoming an artist, because being an artist ain't cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Being an artist ain't cheap. Living that life and you out there in them streets and you really gang or whatever the case is you got going on, this shit still has consequences and stuff because of whatever was going on. So that's why a lot of them niggas be like, well, I ain't a rapper then. And you know what I'm saying? All this other shit. But it's like, that shit sound cute, bro. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, you in here, you got the nigga, you a rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Jeezy said he could lead. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jeezy said he could lead this shit any day back in the day. And it's like, that be the case for niggas from the street. But it's like, niggas ain't really trying to lead that shit and go back to the streets. You feel me? So that's all niggas got to really do. They got to focus up.
So it's like, when you say focus up, it's like, how could you elaborate on that a little more?
You gotta focus up in the essence of not losing that track and letting the fans and the media drive you further into the streets, because that's what they want to see. They want to see motherfuckers crash out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the end of the day, there ain't no coming back from the crash out, or you know what I mean, or whatever time you're going to lose and this, that, and the other. It's like I said, you got to put the artistry first. You feel me? Like, it's just, it's King Von, rest in peace. He was still transitioning out of that life, but you notice that he wasn't out there in Chicago doing a whole lot of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't what was going on. You feel me? He had other plans and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was transitioning out. Still doing, you know what I mean? Wasn't nobody throw no dirt on his name in the essence of like they do now with all these videos and shit coming out. They ain't do that shit when he was living. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I was going to say, now that he's passed away, I seen mad interviews when these came out, and they was like, Vaughn Rich, he was still robbing. It was like he was still robbing niggas. But that was like, which I don't know if that's true or not, because the people that came from, they ain't really too credible on these little sources or where they get their sources from. Right. So it's like, all right, but
he probably still get a couple niggas. Nigga, if you come from that,
but he wasn't in. Like you said though, he wasn't in. If he was robbing, he wasn't in. He wasn't in Chicago
streets. Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that no matter how you look at it, he was transitioning. Right. He was transitioning. And, excuse me, he was going to be, like I said, he was doing what you do when you come from that and you really about that. I tell you all about all this shit that happened in the past and make up crazy stories and shit because of the different positions in life that I've been in. Can tell you all sorts of stories that you would think this shit happened. And a lot of it, bits and pieces of it did happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm not out here doing that right at this moment. In the beginning of his career, might he still been doing some shit? Yeah, because, like I said, but once you decide, hey, yo, this shit working, take Pooh Shiesty on the opposite side of that. You feel what I'm saying? I fucked with Pooh Shiesty music. You know what I'm saying? I was into that shit while I was locked up. We was in the fair at the same time. Well, he's still there. But, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, what the fuck is you doing out here? You know what I'm saying?
He was really out there doing
that. Nigga, you doing shit that's worse than the shit that you rap about. And the shit that you rap about, nigga, is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said before, the most thing that made me mad about the Pooh Shiesty situation is like, but they was like, yeah, they caught the nigga. He booked. I'm like, what'd he do? They like, nigga was trying to rob somebody for some weed and shoes. I'm like, nigga, what? I seen the video. I'm like, oh, and this nigga brought out a green McLaren. This can't be. I was mad because it's like, my nigga, why? You was getting $200,000 a week, my nigga. $200,000 a week, and I'm not going. And I wasn't. And I never would say like, oh, well, Pooh, nigga, you dumb as hell. Like, you shouldn't have been doing all that. But at the same time, it's like,
nigga, that was dumb as hell.
That was dumb as shit. That was dumb as hell.
That was dumb as hell. Ain't no way around it, bro. Ain't no way around it. Like I said, people.
How many people, how many, how many get that opportunity that we even hear? Yeah. 200 a week.
Yeah, and fuck the money. Fuck the money, bro. You ain't putting yourself in your... And like I said, you just ain't putting yourself first. All right, say there's slimy niggas out here or whatever, and that's just what it is. Like, that's cool. But niggas is slimy to get ahead. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit gotta make sense. Bro, there ain't no way that this is getting ahead. I'm not fucking taking down like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that don't even make no sense, bro. Like, nigga, that'll pocket change.
Like, it's a big change. I hope my boy Pooh, I know Pooh gonna come home and he gonna, you know what I'm saying, turn up. I don't know him, but I just know as an artist, you know what I'm saying, he gonna come home and turn up. But, you know, I was a fan of Pooh too, though. Like, I was really fucking with Pooh. So then, when that happened, and he was really, like, one of the, really the first rappers that I really was, like, really starting to fuck with, because it was like, all right, this nigga, he credible and some shit, for real. Like, he on that. But then it was like, all right, buddy, you still on that, though? Like, my nigga, you still on that, bro? Yeah. Like, what? And then when stuff started unfolding, it was like, yeah, like, I was just like, bro, that's crazy. Like, that's for what? Like, for what? You threw it away for what? Like, I'm not sitting here trying to judge, and I wasn't trying to judge when I first heard it. Like I said, bro, I just got mad because it's like, my nigga, you was getting $200,000 a week, and it's not even about the money. It's just like, why are you out there just robbing a nigga just for some weed and shoes? Some nigga, right. you had cash on you. You could have paid that nigga 50 times over for that, my nigga. But you robbed it, and one of the niggas actually got shot. So he was on camera footage hopping back to the whip. Like, one of his niggas shot him. And it was like, yo, bro, man, that's crazy. What if he would have died? That's like, man, come on, bro. Like, nah, I know, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, as an artist, I know Pooh gonna come home and turn up, and I wish he'd stay out of the way. But he really had the ball. Like, him, King Von, 2020 was just a year, bro. It was like, King Von and Pooh, they had that rap game in a lot. Because, like you said, on King Von's side, they two both credible niggas for really being out there in the street.
Yeah.
The only difference is King Von was transitioning into the industry, getting out of it. Pooh was still in the industry doing it. It was like, oh, fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was heartbreaking. I ain't even gonna lie.
I mean, because, like I said, I don't think that a lot of people realize that when you... When you are, like, an artist and you are, like, one of them truly dynamic artists that happen to really grab the attention of people and shit like that, and they really feeling you, like, they really attach themselves to the stories you tell and your voice and this, that, and the other. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, like, I don't think a lot of artists that be coming from the streets be thinking about it from that perspective. I think they more or less just looking at the way out, you know what I mean, and the money and some other shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know what I mean?
But speaking of the money, like, I know another big thing is they say a lot of the rappers are selling their catalogs. Why do you think everybody want to sell their catalogs all of a sudden now?
For the money up front?
I know Future got 70 mil for his.
I mean, yeah, I figure... Some people want it now, you know what I'm saying?
It's for, like, for the people that don't know what a catalog is, like, could you explain to them what a catalog is?
I mean, your catalog is basically like your masters to your music, you feel me? It ain't basically, that's what it is. The catalog is your masters to your music. Is like I said, it's just like winning the lotto. Yeah, it's like every song that you have and stuff like that You no longer make that money from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you sell your masters and stuff, it's like, all right, well, now they get all of that, you know, residual income and stuff. And, you know, you make different fucking, depending on how much of it you sell, like the percentage of it or whatever, but, and the terms of it. But, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. All that radio play and all that shit like that, that all goes to them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's great.
So, you know.
So, like you said, it's just the money.
Yeah, but, and that's what I mean, like, nigga, 70 mil, bro, is like, alright, I could wait till I'm motherfucking you know, 80. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm Future, nigga. I smoke all day. I drink. I do this, that, and the other, nigga. I take these 70 M&Ms right now. I'm pretty sure I'm smart enough to fucking, you know me, make some investments and dot, dot, dot. So.
So I only ask that because the importance of owning your masters and your own music ain't really preached about as heavily as I thought it would be, for real.
It was preached about heavy as fuck. Until, you gotta understand, like, artists that, most of the artists that are doing stuff like that, they have already made a shit ton of fucking money.
Well, that's why I say now, because I remember in 2012, Prince, that's all Prince was trying to get niggas to understand. He died on everything. It was after he died. R.I.P. Prince, by the way. It's just like, I ain't really here. I heard some people still talking on it, but I'm like, nobody was really pushing it heavy that I seen.
Well, like Jay-Z. Like, unfortunately, I'll bring him out in this, but he was heavy on that type of shit and talking about that shit. Kanye talked about that shit. But as I said, it's one of those things where as though it's about, you know, they talk about generational wealth and different things like that. You know, you gotta be thinking along certain lines to even really be worried about that shit on the backside. On the front side, for some of these young artists and shit, you know, they getting raped right now. You know what I mean? Right now, these niggas don't own their masters and they making music and they just getting little streaming revenue and fucking, you know what I mean? They getting raped. They, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And for them, what Money Man said in the interview, like, look, if you really out there and you living like that, knowing you could die tomorrow, shit. Take that deal.
Hey, but what I'm saying is, like, that's what I mean. Like, nigga, am I going to look, you know what I'm saying? You know what's, and a lot of people, for one, you're not going to be put in that position if you don't have a catalog worth buying. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, no, people be talking about that shit and all, but there's not too many people in that conversation who have a catalog worth buying. Yeah. You feel me? Or that probably even own enough of their masters to even be talking about selling their fucking catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't see too many.
So, and that's like the real side of it. Nobody, like they said, man, when they be showing the shit on the screen, motherfuckers be giving out chains and, yeah, I just got signed for motherfucking this and bop, bop. What they don't show motherfuckers is the contract and the paperwork that says I got signed for this amount and that dot dot. This is all verbal, visual bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know how money works. You know what I mean? It's one of those times where even for motherfuckers online, you can't even just be on there fucking like, yeah, nigga, I went and dropped motherfucking $250,000 for this chain and shit. Nigga, we all really know what a $250,000 chain look like. We know what a $50,000 chain look like. We know what that motherfucking few hundred dollar chain look like. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's one of those things where, shit, like, nah, niggas is just hip, man.
Yeah, that's
or you should be.
I at least hope y'all use this hip.
And yeah, and don't go spend all that fucking. Don't ain't even no sense in spending $50 for a chain because don't nobody give a fuck. Ain't nobody. You know, when you talk like, and that's like as far as it being an artist, nigga, don't go and spend that type of money on a chain until for one you really got that type of money, and two you making an investment on something where like you really just like, you know, like I got it and that's what I want. But yeah, don't be like trying to keep up.
Like you said, like, it's really all, like, really about your image. And, like, I know the Mexican OT, shout out Mexican OT, I know he said he don't really buy chains and shit like that, too.
We got to get him on the show.
It's about his image. Like, when you look at him, he was like, if you look at me, and I ain't got nothing, no rings, no chains, I'm on. If you just look at me, you would not say, yeah, he look like he rap.
Yeah.
Until he really start rapping, you be like, oh, this nigga rap, hold on.
Yeah,
and then he, like, being that, as soon as you, now that you know that he rap, you wouldn't expect him to rap as good as he do.
Like, yeah, for
like
sure.
The way that he do it.
For sure.
So that's why he was like, it's all a part, like, that's just all a part of him. But he like, he don't really bother, like, he don't really go out and jury and shit like that.
And now, it's like, nigga, there was one point in time where it wasn't too many people that really wore, like, that type of jewelry that wasn't, like, in the industry or really getting money. But now it's like, this shit's so accessible. And shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, hip-hop culture is really that powerful now that...
That's the first thing everybody do now.
Yeah, right? A regular nigga is liable to have a nice chain. Yeah. And fucking some designer shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just the reality of it now. But that's why I be telling people too, like I said, don't try and keep up and stay you. Like, I got, yo, my daughter, she can wear whatever the fuck she want, but she be wanting to wear Chucks and design her own shit and fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that uniqueness and shit, you know what I mean? Like, there's motherfuckers that can't afford fucking designer, but they gonna work that 40 plus hours.
Just to get
and, right. Right, just to be fly enough to be broke.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I be talking about. Like, don't be trying. Like, I ain't trying to keep up. I'm done. Like, bro, like, you ain't even got your own house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean, nigga? If you ain't got a fucking mortgage, bro, and you fucking got clothes that cost motherfucking... C notes and shit, nigga. You fucking yo, yeah. No, you ain't winning. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna tell you, you ain't winning, bro.
Them niggas will go work that 40 hours just to go.
Unless you try to trick a bitch. If you try to trick one, you try to go fishing. You know what I'm saying? Or get you one of them cougars or a sugar mom or something. Then you might be on the right path. But nah, bro.
God, that's crazy.
But anyway, shit, what else will pop out there?
In the world, as far as going out on in the world, man, shoot. Because I did have something else.
I'm still waiting for this fucking Tyson fight. Although that shit probably going to be...
Bro, they, speaking about the details of that, bro, they said they got to use 18-ounce gloves and headgear, bro. So it ain't finna be no... That ain't really finna be no fight, bro.
They didn't want him to kill that boy. I hope he at least give a nigga one of them good ones, though. But I don't know.
That's 18-ounce gloves. So that nigga's...
And nigga, that's game. Tyson. That nigga can hit you with a mattress on his hand.
Nah, it's like...
shit.
It's really just taking the joy out of the fight. Like, because I see how the hype kind of died down from when it, like, it first got announced to now it's like... As more of the details come out, the interest about it just dies out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when it first came out, nigga, we think they about to have a regular squabble match. Nigga, like, yeah.
Like, no
headgear, no nothing. Then something came out, and it was like, hold on, what?
Yeah, and I already knew it was gonna be some shit.
Yeah, they were like, all right, when they actually fight, they got wear 18-ounce gloves and they got to wear hair gear.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, bro, that's a sparring. Nobody trying to pay to watch a sparring match. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
So that's how the people feel about it.
Right now. I ain't going to lie. I'll pay to see Tyson fight anybody, anytime. I don't give a fuck what's going on. But I understand what people are saying, but you know what I'm saying? At the same time,
I'm sure people still gonna watch it just to see how it go, but like,
yeah, Mike Tyson, y'all better not disrespect Mike Tyson like that.
He like, you know, it took a little bit of the joy out of it because people, for sure,
but at the same time, how old is Mike Tyson though?
57.
All right, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what I gotta.
Like, what are you trying to, like, have this nigga fucking not being able to speak straight? Like, even if he won the fight, you taking hits to the head and shit.
Nah, it's not even about that. It's like, Tyson is old man, so being that he 57, when he challenged bro to fight, it was like, shit, Tyson about to...
Well, like I said, they probably already had all this shit and they details and shit. We just finding out about that shit. I'm sure that this shit
was
already...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure in their contract, they already had that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for people to really... Yeah, would it have been nice for damn sure?
Yeah, facts.
But the fact that that's the scenario, is a nigga surprised? No. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest, like, nigga, he's 57 years old. You know what I'm saying? Am I surprised? Nope, not at all.
Am I surprised, though, disappointed? Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, you're 57, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you're the one that's going in that ring at 57.
Right, and so making like, a decision to wear headgear. Like a 57-year-old shit.
Even when at that same age, it's like, yeah, Tyson 57, but like,
shit.
Even they were saying the same thing with Floyd. They was bringing up his age, and it's, that was when him and Conor was going for it. And he was telling Floyd the same thing.
But Floyd like, ain't nowhere near that.
You're gonna be getting punched up all the time. Look, he only thing difference is Conor ain't gonna be able to kick you. But come on, man, save the CTE for the rest of us. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, but and like I said, and it's still at that age, still yeah for sure. But it's still like he was fighting a different level of niggas. Like, you think them niggas is hitting hard. Nigga, Tyson was fighting for real heavyweights in a time frame of heavyweights that don't even exist no more. You know what I'm saying? And granted, this nigga knocked most niggas out very fast, and he did not get beat on that many fights. But, yeah, he took some damage, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he took some damage, too. So it's like nah, like, when you see the videos of Muhammad Ali, you know, rest in peace, as he was older and stuff, and you see, you know what I mean, like, the effects and stuff from getting hit all them times, it's just like, nah, I can respect it, I want to see him get in the ring, I want to see him knock this nigga loose with the headgear on, you know what I'm saying, and if that bet is on motherfucking FanDuel or anything like that, I'm putting my money on motherfucking Tyson, and I know you got me. I know you got me. You know what I'm saying? I know you got me. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I see your point, but some of Tyson trainers said like they just upset with it because it was like nobody really tries to pay to see a sparring match. It was like we sparring in the gym all day, every day, and then they just kept cutting clips of Sean Tyson going hitting the bag. Every time, now, like, when he gets sweaty, bro, it just look like they just oil him up or something. Like, that's how he be putting in that work.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think of the other avenue, though, like, yeah, bro, you are 57, though. Like, you're knocking on 60.
It makes sense.
With nobody saying this is stupid, everybody's just like, oh, man.
Yeah, like I said, it would have been great to have them fucking do that. But either way, like I said, And honestly, like I said, that's motherfucking Mike Tyson. Anybody who has ever in their motherfucking lives put on a pair of boxing gloves and some headgear, if you've ever gotten hit with that on, nigga, you still know what the fuck it feels like to get hit. Now imagine that shit by Mike fucking Tyson. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Like, no way around it. Like, yeah, is it what I have preferred the other most of? But nigga, please, nope. I'm cool. I'm paying for it, bro. I'm paying for it. Mike Tyson, nigga, I feel like Mike Tyson about to knock a nigga out the headgear. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I picture when I see Mike Tyson fighting a nigga in headgear. Oh, shit. This nigga already beat the shit out of this nigga. They had to give this nigga headgear. That's what I be thinking in my mind. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this nigga came out with body pads on his stomach. Like, the fuck?
Shit, probably.
Like, nigga, that's Mike Tyson, bro.
Like, people, like I said, people are probably like, I'm sure they still gonna watch it. Is it disappointing? Yes, but it makes sense. Nobody's saying like it's stupid. It's just like, oh man, that's basically like watching practice. But nigga, we still gonna watch because nigga, somebody still might get knocked out. Somebody still might go to sleep. And I don't even know how old the Paul bro is. So I think he like 27, 28. I don't know, but something like that. But nah, that's why I say like it makes sense. Go in there and duke it out.
Yeah, and it's like I said, because it's one of those things where it's like, it don't matter, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, you'll get the people from a different generation to get to say that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of kids and stuff, they'll be able to sing Michael Jackson songs, but they'll never see him perform. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people will hear about Muhammad Ali and see old videos of him, but they'll never get to see him in the ring. So, for 2024 to be able to see him in the ring, I feel like that's going to be just, like I said, it's going to be monumental, you know what I mean? And boxing is just, it needs some character. I feel like it's definitely starting to try and get a little umph back, and I feel like it's a good thing for boxing.
How you feel about the Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney?
I'm like, shit, just like, shit, they tricks didn't work, because that shit got pushed all the way to the back of my fucking brain. Like, I ain't even been thinking about that shit. For real. Yeah, those are my thoughts on it. I honestly have not been thinking about that shit since dumbass videos and shit came out, for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't even.
It's, to me, it was so random, bro. Yeah. I still don't even know how to feel about it.
Like, I ain't with shit like that.
Like, prayers to him and everything, but yeah,
I'm with boxing.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see the fight. All that extra shit and all that stuff for publicity and all that shit, and that shit turned me off. That's just like you meeting a bad bitch. Excuse me. So that's like you meeting an attractive female and she has a fucked up personality. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about any sport, any entertainment, whatever. Like, no, nigga, like, I want to see the talent. I want to see the show. I want to see what, you know what I'm saying, what we here to see. I don't want all that extra shit. You know what I mean? That's for the regular motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if that's what's really going on, bro, go call the cops, bro. You know what I'm saying? Call 911, nigga. Don't get on motherfucking social media talking about they trying to get me, bro. But you know what I mean? Like, for real, nigga. Like, if you on social media, be at the police station when you doing this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, bro. Yeah. Like, I ain't got time for that done that shit.
It's just like, I don't know. That made me, when he came, like I said, when it came out, bro, it was random. It just randomly popped up on my feed. Everybody was like, oh, Ryan Garcia exposing the truth. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Then he started talking off. Then he started allegedly exposing what was going on. And I immediately was like, all right, either this shit is like for this Devin Haney fight, or like, bro, really fighting some demons over there. Yeah. And then
I don't know what the fuck it was about.
But after a while, I didn't even pay attention to the fight after a while, though.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was about, for real.
I really don't either, though.
But at the end of the day, it'd be like, you just don't do shit a certain way. Even if you are going through that type of shit, for me, I don't feel like social media is the way. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, like the Scream movie, like, if a motherfucker did call the police and they were on fucking live running through the fucking house while the killer's trying to go, hey, there's a killer in my house, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, guys, somebody call the cops. What the fuck? Like, bitch, get the fuck out of that bitch and call the police. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about shit like that. Like, nigga, I want to see the fight, bro. I don't even, at this point, nigga, I hope you crazy enough to win or whatever, and that shit fake, you know what I'm saying? And that social media ain't tricked your ass into thinking that's how you get help with shit. You know what I'm saying? And for everybody else, social media is not how you get help. Social media is not where you run to with your problems. Do I feel like you can reach out and you can find certain people or whatever that you might be able to relate to, that you might be able to talk to or whatever? That's cool. Whatever. Don't be putting that shit out there.
Would you group that for the people that, they say, like, when they speak on it, they say they bringing awareness to situations like that? Or would you still group them as like, nah, nigga, yo, get serious help in real life?
I feel like,
or like you said,
it's situational when it comes to shit like that. Like, I don't feel like you can go on there and purposely bring awareness. It's like a nigga going on here and be like, yo, see, this is what happens when you don't listen to people and bop, 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 and bop, 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 and he kills himself. Like, that's not how you bring awareness. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, sir, I don't know, like I said, situational shit like that, bro. Like, no, I don't feel like that's the spot for it, bro. I feel like, is it the spot for telling stories and shit and do videos and shit and certain shit? Yeah, but no. Because if it happened like that, right, if it was a spot for it and everybody did it, then it would no longer have meaning. You know what I'm saying? So, if everybody hopped on Facebook was like, I'm going through this right now, this, that, and the other, nobody would pay attention to that shit because you would see so much of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, nah.
I guess that's why you said situations, bro.
Like, yeah.
Some situations, depending on the situation, that shit go viral.
Right. Like, some situation, you'll see something. And sometimes it'd be for the wrong reason. Like when the shorty killed the bull. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit went crazy and stuff, but it wasn't, like, there's a lot of shit you could have took from that, but it wasn't from the fact that, you know what I mean? Like, that shit being uploaded. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get nothing from it being uploaded. You got something from the story of it and just seeing that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. But now, like I said, I feel like even with shit like that, like, would that situation have happened like that if she couldn't have been on the drone? If it couldn't have been recorded? You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of these situations take place. Motherfuckers getting killed in their cars, walked down and fucking killed in certain locations and stuff. Does a lot of this happen without social media? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, social media.
You know what I mean?
Social media is a hell of a thing, man.
It's got benefits and stuff, but
it got pros and cons. Yeah. Any other thing, you know what I mean? Got its pros and cons.
Yeah.
Like you say, everything go viral, whether it's for the right or wrong reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You see the most fucked up shit go viral. For sure. You're like, why everybody like this?
For sure. Like, and
100,000 likes and somebody running over a dog or something.
And honestly, certain platforms have the right formula. I'll tell you what a fucked up formula is, and I fuck with, I honestly don't be on Instagram or any of that shit like that, to be honest. Not like I should. So, don't think, you know what I'm saying? I just don't fuck with that shit like that. Anyway, but Instagram shit, right? You can go live as soon as you create a profile. You can go live. And anybody can tune into this live. How many on Facebook too? But on YouTube, you gotta have 1,000 subscribers to go live. On TikTok, you gotta have 1,000 subscribers to go live. You feel what I'm saying? People should not have access to certain things without building up to a point where it's like you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, is some of this shit just,
like, as soon as you create a profile, you can just immediately go live.
Come on.
You like, yo.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like,
the other two platforms, you got to at least build up some type of rapport about yourself before you can do that.
Right. Before you can go ahead and pump out whatever you pump into the masses. And that's what I mean by that.
A YouTube channel, you try to go live, they're like, whoa.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
What are you look. Hey, hold up.
You got to at least have some people that want to see this.
Nobody know this nigga.
Right.
Hey, nobody know. You ain't going.
Yeah. Hey, give me the damn mic back.
What the fuck? I thought you were somebody trying to request to go live.
Right.
Ain't got not one subscriber.
Go live, nigga.
Instagram, just throw the mic at you. Take it.
Right.
Fuck. Take it.
Right.
Here.
Is that shit on?
Say anything.
Right. Say what you want. Shit. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Right. Shit.
Hey, if you go aboard and it get viral, we take your shit off.
That's right.
We
exactly.
Just let you know.
Hey, we're going to delete your fake ass account. That's it. You know what I mean?
YouTube, you getting strikes. Right. Everybody see you a couple emails.
Right.
Like, hey, nigga, you know you fucked up, right?
And that's what I mean by is, like I said, like, when you really think about everything and the time frame and the time that we in and shit, it's like certain things just don't make sense, bro. And it's like they know that people want that celebrity and that people, and it's just content for them. It's a way to freely keep people circulating through the platform. You know what I'm saying? So for Instagram, it's like literally, man, that's free content for them. That's free. You know what I'm saying? You drawing people. What? Somebody just hit that live button? Ooh, go ahead, send out the alerts and stuff and let people know that this random ass motherfucker is going live. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody's going to ask the same question. Who is this?
Right.
Click on him.
You know what I'm saying? And so
it's going to push them out to some more people because you clicked on them and entered the live.
Right. And they're going to push out their ads and they're going to collect their data from you while you scrolling. And all, like I said, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, that's what I mean by it's like as far as the entertainers and shit, it sucks because I hate fucking having to post and stuff like that. I don't feel like my personal life is for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what my music and stuff is for. Speaking of Prince, as far as an artist, I feel like he did. I feel like I want to make music. I don't want to be like, oh, well, you know what I mean? You black, so you gotta make this type of music. Or you from the streets, so you gotta make this type of music or whatever. I wanna make what I wanna make. And social media and stuff like that, it limits what type of stuff you can do because you can't be all over the place because people will expect a certain thing from you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because I don't like that. I don't like having to just... Yeah, nigga, I woke up this day and I put on this and I had this for breakfast and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with all that shit.
Yeah, nah, like, so, as far as, like, kids and electronics, I was talking to this, an older lady and she was like, she got her kid, her first phone when she was, like, 4 or 5. So, as far as kids and electronics, do you feel like there should be limitations set on that?
Man, look, I'm the wrong nigga to talk to. My kids fucking spoiled shit, that, but like, yeah, bro, I definitely feel like it should be.
I ain't even get my first flip phone with minutes on it till I was like 11. The kids around me at elementary school, they had touchscreen Blackberries. I'm like, yo, they had the black rear where you slide it up, the keyboard on the jump. I'm like, I'm about to steal your shit. Like, what you mean? Yeah. We go to gym class, they're going to be putting that shit in their locker, I'll put my coat over
it. I done definitely stole a 2-way pager from somebody before.
I'm like, shit, I got this at home. Nigga, you 5, 6 years old with a Blackberry. Nigga, I ain't even got no flip phone. Yeah, this but coming with me.
Nah, it should definitely be limitations, but it's like, the world moves so fast now that it's hard for a lot of parents to balance. For regular parents, it's damn near impossible because these motherfuckers now, you gotta work, you know what I'm saying? You gotta work a crazy amount of hours to fucking, just to make, you know what I mean, the shit twerk. When you come home and shit, yeah, you spend a little time with your kid or whatever, but you fucking are glad on them days where they just fucking want to spend their day in their tablet or whatever the case is or whatever because you work all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the case for most parents and shit. I believe from what I see out here in the world, the TVs and the tablets and the video games and talking to their friends and shit is what's running things. It's very rarely I ride by the Salvation Army and see the motherfucking field full or the courts motherfucking full. You know what I'm saying? It's so
because as you was As she was going into detail, she was basically like, she controls the content that her kid watches. So, like, she don't be tweaking. Like, her child really don't be tweaking because based off the content that she watched, she ain't.
Well, I, like, even with my kids, like, I control the content that they watch, but like I said, for me, it's the amount of time and stuff as well as content. But like I said, I'm horrible on the amount of time thing because it's like, I mean, I got one of my daughters is like an artist and shit, so she does majority of her stuff like that on the tablet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like with the world that we're going into and me not being, you know what I mean, as, you know, a fucking kid growing up in this new age, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to limit you too much and put you behind from the technology that's coming. You know what I'm saying? But I also don't want you to not know about the world and real life and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like as a parent, you just got to find your own, you know what I mean? Where, you know what I mean? You got to find your own shit.
Yeah, like, I definitely, like I said, man, it was a lovely little lady, man. Like she said, 2 years ago, she got her, like, either son or daughter, I can't remember, first friend when they were, like, 4 or 5. She was like, she would always want to do something with it. Can't really vividly remember the conversation, only parts, but she was, like, doing something with it. Something about building stuff. And she said before she was trying to control it, she would just try to search up positive, just straight positive stuff. But I guess the algorithm was just trying to catch her attention so much that it was just throwing throwing worldly stuff out there. And you know what I'm saying? Like I told her, man, understandably, your daughter or son was like 4 or 5, so you didn't want them really exposed to that yet. So that's why. Like I said, like you said, bro, everybody different. Everybody got to find their balance, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I really say kids because it's like most people feel like that's what most of the content affects today, or that's what is pushed to majority of just the kids.
I mean, the kids today, they got, like I said, they got a whole different world.
They got Kai, they got Aiden, you got the streaming world different.
Yeah, they got that, and they got a whole bunch of other shit. Like I said, like, they literally have a whole different world. My daughter, she's watching some shit called fucking, goddamn, she keeps saying the name of that shit. Fucking Blood, some crazy shit. My oldest daughter watches some crazy shit. But it's like, the anime and the different fucking, the F-Mile and shit. It's like I said, there's like, it's a different world because of YouTube and because of the different content and stuff. There's cartoons and channels and series and stuff that are only on YouTube. That motherfucking, like, you know what I mean? It's just so much shit out there, bro. So, it's hard as fuck with anything. The music, anything. You know what I mean? My youngest, you know what I'm saying? She over there motherfucking dancing the motherfucking Vanilla Ice, doing some Ice Baby shit. I'm over here fucking holding my head like, man, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like she done went from Taylor Swift to fucking Vanilla Ice out this month. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, the Swifties, man, they go crazy. They go harder to pay for Taylor Swift, though.
Yeah, no, she loves her. She'll fight over some fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they really don't play about Taylor Swift, bro.
She about it.
I seen them crucify this one girl on TikTok, and she was just making a joke about, she was like, Taylor Swift and Kelsey broke up, and she was like, she was really saying that if they really did break up, she wouldn't care, this and this and that, and it went viral, unfortunately, in her case. And I say unfortunately in her case, bro, because all the Swifties hopped in her comments and was crucifying her. Yeah. I was like, yo, they really go hard in the paint for her, yo. So,
man, shoot.
Those is really like that's really like a fan base I really stay away from, because like a fan base like that, bro.
Yeah, the mega stars, you don't mess with them.
Yeah, fans. You don't, because they fans really go hard in the paint.
Especially not on social media, but hell, you probably don't want to fuck with them in person, because if social media wasn't around, they'd send your ass a bunch of hate mail or some shit.
Well, the thing is, people forget, like, when you messing with mega, like a Swiftie, if somebody's going viral and it goes viral in a unfortunately in that girl's case, like when her video went viral and all them Swifties hopped in her comments, bro, it was like, bro, somebody finna leak your address now, somebody finna be an internet detective on you now. Mm. Now they finna go hard in the paint. Like they're finna figure out something about you.
Look, man, it'd be too real. You know what I'm saying?
They finna dox you. They finna do something. Like, it's too real.
It'd be too real.
They finna overboard it. And that's why they be like, yo, chill messing with the megastar fan bases. Because they really, really... Some other lower fan bases really do it. But the mega ones, they really take it to the max, bro. Because then not only do they figure out where you live at, but then they start sending shit to your crib. They
the music be that powerful, though. The music be that powerful, for real. For the music and the image. You know what I'm saying? The music and the image. You never know who somebody is behind closed doors and underneath the covers. But it be like the image that they portray, you know what I mean, out to the world and shit. That be everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And them songs and shit. Like I said, she America's sweetheart. Now, I would not look. I would stay away from that one. Even if I seen some bad news come in the headlines, I'm not probably anybody like, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't even finna report on it.
Right. I ain't see what? Shit. What else is happening?
Shit. I'm about to talk about Diddy again. Fuck it.
Right, exactly. For sure.
But nah, yeah, that. Nah, I'm about to leave that alone.
For sure.
And that's pretty much what's going on in the world.
No doubt. Well, yeah, I mean, look, I appreciate the time with y'all. It's been a minute. It's been a lot going on and stuff. So, you know, I would say pay attention, but they're giving motherfuckers a lot of shit out here to pay attention to. And I think that's the problem. So, live life, you know what I'm saying? Live life, troop squad. Don't forget that it's a jungle out there and it's supposed to be. And that's where you're supposed to be. You feel me? Don't get stuck in the rat race. That's all I got to say to y'all motherfuckers on the closing side of this.
That was smooth time. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy BTB Swaggy.
Yes. BTB Griller, you know what I'm saying? Go get you one. Thank you.